Chapter 8. Do not tell me you're going into work. Andy rolled onto her stomach and put her chin on her folded arms. Miranda came out of the closet holding a dress in muted gold. She arched an eyebrow at Andy and pulled it over her head. No, she said. We are going out. Andy said, stretching both arms out in front of her and burying her face in the sheets. Don't make me. I believe I told you last night that you needed a coat. Now? Andy said into the bed. I told you, my coat is... Miranda cut her off. Andrea, I cannot understand a word you are saying. Andy lifted her head. She was still warm-skinned and thrumming from the four orgasms Miranda had generously bestowed on her, but that didn't mean she was completely lost to reason. I said... My coat is fine, she said. Miranda raked a brush through her wintry hair. Nonetheless, she replied, sounding unperturbed. I can get one online, Andy pointed out. Miranda put the brush down and swiveled in her chair, very slowly, until she was fully facing Andy. She didn't say a word. Andy spluttered, laughed. Okay, Miranda, she said. Rolling off the bed and standing up. Let's go get a coat. Miranda acquiesced to Andy's insistence that she could wear jeans 2 days in a row, but she wouldn't budge on a second day in the sweater. Andy was significantly bustier than Miranda, so she was a little surprised when the polka-dotted Dolce & Gabbana corset top fit perfectly. Not your usual style, she observed, turning sideways to examine her profile in Miranda's full-length three-way mirror. No, Miranda said, it's not. Her words sounded deliberate, weighted with something Andy didn't quite understand. She frowned. What do you... and broke off as Miranda's meaning sank in. You're kidding me. Andy brushed past Miranda and opened the closet door. The familiar scent of Miranda's perfume. On her left, floor-to-ceiling shoes lined one entire wall of the bedroom-sized closet. On her right hung dresses and jackets and skirts, impeccably organized by color and style, probably hundreds of thousands of dollars worth. Along the back wall were shelves and shelves of handbags, each carefully placed beneath display lighting, definitely hundreds of thousands of dollars worth. And in a small section beside the handbags, Andy saw a handful of blouses, dresses, and trousers. Black and gray and dark green, all soft fabric and gentle lines, nothing like the crisp jackets and tailored trousers Miranda normally wore. She spied a gold Chanel logo on the sleeve of one of the shirts. She whirled toward Miranda, who had come up behind her. You didn't! Miranda didn't look at all abashed. I thought it best to be prepared, she said, with a minuscule lift of her shoulders. Andy opened her mouth, but she found that she didn't have a single word. You don't have to wear the jeans, Miranda added. Andy took a step back, and then another, until she was out of the closet entirely. Her hands had gone numb. Something spiky and uncomfortable was coiling itself into painful knots in the pit of her stomach. A little frown had appeared on Miranda's face. Andrea, she said. No, Andy said automatically. Miranda's eyebrows shot up. Excuse me? I mean, Andy said hurriedly, trying to ignore her rising anxiety. You didn't have to do that. I have clothes, Miranda. I certainly wasn't trying to imply that you didn't, Miranda said. And there was a little edge in her tone now. It's just that... Andy stopped, flapped her hands helplessly at her sides. The presents were one thing, Miranda, but... But... No mistaking it now. There was a danger in Miranda's voice, embers starting to glow in her eyes. Oh! Andy felt like stomping her feet in frustration. Don't do that, Miranda. Come on! Miranda turned away, went back to her vanity, sat down. I'm sure I don't know what you mean. Oh, yes, you do. Andy followed her and stood behind her, watching as Miranda picked up a brush and began furiously sweeping blush over her cheekbones. I'm trying to tell you how I feel about something, Miranda. Don't cut me off at the knees. Miranda froze mid-swipe. She lowered the brush very slowly and placed it on the vanity. Her shoulders sagged a little. No, she said quietly. Forgive me. The ire in her tone had vanished. She sounded smaller, somehow, vulnerable, and it suddenly clicked. She hadn't been angry at Andy's reaction. She'd turned defensive because she was embarrassed. Andy bit her lip. She'd theorized that the anonymous gift giver was Miranda for so long, had been so caught up in her shock that it actually was, that she hadn't considered Miranda's perspective at all. She thought herself a pretty empathetic person, for the most part, but it had never occurred to her that her empathy might need to extend to Miranda. 8 years was a long time to hope. Andy got up and went back into the closet. She went to the rack of clothing, all in her size, all with the tag still on them, looked at each item one at a time. Prada, Dolce, Givenchy, Chanel and Tom Ford, a Lulier gown with rose gold applique flowers. Beneath the clothes, still in their boxes on the lower shelf of the closet, were 4 shoe boxes, 2 pairs of Louboutin heels, reasonable 4 inches in height, and 2 pairs of Jimmy Choo's, each lovelier than the last. She came out of the closet. Miranda was still at the vanity. She wasn't putting on makeup. She was just sitting there, toying with the outsized emerald ring on her right hand. Andy sat down on the bed and watched her. She gave no indication that she had anything to say, so Andy spoke first. They are, really beautiful things, Andy said softly. Miranda bristled visibly. Pieces, Andrea, please, not things, she said, and for a moment the defensive shell fell away and she sounded like herself again. Pieces, Andy corrected hurriedly. And, it looks like you... Phrasing, Sax, be careful. It looks like you put a lot of care into it. Picking them, I mean. Miranda's lips tightened, and she made a noncommittal noise. She didn't look at Andy. This is... Andy looked down at her hands, twisted together in her lap. Miranda, what you've done, what you've been doing... No one has ever thought of me this much. Quick dart of blue eyes to the right. Miranda looked at Andy for a split second, then away again. I'm sure that's not true, she said evenly. Believe what you want, Andy said. What I'm telling you is that I didn't... It means the world to me. I don't know if I told you that, but it does. Miranda's gaze went somewhere to the neighborhood of Andy's knees. All right. I just... Andy exhaled hard, looked toward the windows. I just don't understand why. When she'd asked on Tuesday, Miranda's reply had been, well, facetious, almost. And the answer she'd given after that had been a half-truth, if that. Andy wasn't sure it was totally wise to ask again, but she had just found a treasure trove in Miranda's closet, and at this point, she kind of thought a more committed answer was warranted. The silence that followed was almost unbearable. Miranda took a deep breath, and then another. If I had asked you in Paris, she said at last, very quietly, we both would have made a mistake. Andy's head moved back at least 6 inches. You don't know that, she said. You were too young. Miranda said. Andy stiffened, feeling a hot flash of anger flare in her chest. She sat upright. Miranda? And I was too stubborn, Miranda finished. Andy shut her mouth. You found my behavior appalling, Miranda said, twisting the ring on her finger. No, Andy said, even though it was true. You were principled. Miranda stopped playing with the ring and looked Andy in the eye. It was one of the things I missed after... She paused. After you were gone. Andy looked away, suddenly uncomfortable. To a fault, I shouldn't have walked away. No, Miranda said. You shouldn't have. She sighed. But I understand why you did. It was extremely difficult to keep from yelling, Okay, I need to pause for a minute, because the enormity of what Miranda had just said nearly knocked Andy right off the bed. Instead, she said, I would have come back if you'd asked. Miranda huffed a little laugh. No, you would not. No, Andy agreed after a moment, and let herself smile a little in response. You're right. The first was... Miranda reached up absently with one hand and touched her throat, as though brushing her fingers over an imaginary scarf. Something of an impulse. Emily was still recovering, and your replacement was... She made a face. Inadequate. You missed me. Andy tried a tiny, teasing smile. Miranda didn't smile back. Yes, she said. And I suppose I wanted you to know. The snarl of nerves in Andy's stomach was starting to uncoil. Her chest felt suddenly warm. And the rest? Miranda let her hand fall into her lap. You've been very successful in your career, Andrea. The warmth in Andy's chest cooled a bit. Thanks, she said. When you worked for me. Miranda tripped over these words a little, as though saying them felt physically uncomfortable. Something changed after Nigel started dressing you. I did do some of that myself, Andy pointed out. Yes, Miranda said, you did. You were confident, self-possessed. I noticed you, as I hadn't before. Well, that just made Andy straight up blush, which was sort of ridiculous, since she'd been naked in Miranda's bed not an hour before. You gave Emily what you'd received in Paris, and I didn't want you to lose what you'd gained at Runway when you moved on. Oh. Andy sat absolutely motionless, waiting. Things, vague, confusing, cloudy things, were starting to fall into place in her brain. She felt like one of them was on the verge of an epiphany. Unfortunately, she wasn't totally sure which of them it was. Miranda looked away. When you wore Prada, she said, very softly, how did you feel? Andy swallowed hard, feeling the blush intensify. She said. I felt good. Miranda's gaze swung back to hers. She was clearly waiting for something more. Andy cleared her throat, bit back the awkwardness, and said it. I felt beautiful, she said. The expectant look on Miranda's face cleared, and beneath it was something Andy couldn't quite identify. She looked softer, somehow, when she nodded. And after I knew for sure it was you... Andy looked down at her bare feet. The red polish on her toenails was starting to chip. I felt... Valued? No. Admired? Precious, she said at last, her face burning. The slight hitch of Miranda's breath made her look up. Andy knew, now, why she hadn't understood the expression on Miranda's face a moment before. She hadn't seen anyone look at her like that in a very, very long time. Her eyes stung. She blinked hard. Come on, she said, standing up and reaching for Miranda's hand. Let's go shopping. End of chapter 8.